And that's Matthew's account there of the Lord Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. And we notice a couple of things about him this morning. One is that he rides in not only as a prophet, which they recognised, of course, in verse 11, who is this? And the answer was he's a prophet, but he rides in as a king. The background to all of this is Jesus riding in as a king. And we recognise that in verse 5, because the background is the words of Zechariah the prophet, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you. So we see, first of all, that Jesus is a king riding into Jerusalem. We notice, secondly, that he's a king because of what they do. They spread their branches and their cloaks before him. And we could look into the Old Testament and see that's what they did for kings then as well. It's further recognition that Jesus is a king. Today, if Her Majesty the Queen was ever to come to Shepshed, we probably wouldn't put cloaks and branches on the floor. We'd probably all be given a Union Jack to wave and stand there rather gawping at the front of the queue like that. The Queen's coming. Well, in their day, they took branches and they took their cloaks and they laid those out for the king. Jesus Christ is a king. But notice that he's a king who's coming to save. A king who's coming to save. Because we read that they said, Hosanna, which means Lord, save. The crowd is looking to this one to be a king who saves. And therefore we might look behind him and say, well, where's his mighty army? Where's his man and where's his army who's going to save us from our Roman occupation? Because that's what many people were looking to Jesus to do. He's a king who's going to save. But the remarkable thing about Jesus is how he came to save. Because here we see him in procession, just as we read of in Psalm 118. But in Psalm 118, the procession ends up with a sacrifice being made. And that's exactly where this procession is going to end up too. Here is a king who's come to save, and at the end of the journey into Jerusalem, as a priest, this king is going to offer a sacrifice. A sacrifice once for all to turn aside the wrath of God. He's going to present to God a sacrifice on which is going to fall the wrath of God against sin. And of course, the remarkable thing about that sacrifice is, it's himself. Here is a priest who's going to make an offering, and the offering Jesus Christ makes on the cross at Calvary is himself, where he pays the price of our sin. And so this morning, as we remember something of Palm Sunday, remember that Jesus is a prophet. Let's hear his word this morning and be careful to listen to what he says. He's a king. Let's ensure that we humble ourselves before him and his reign over us by his word. But he's also a priest, a great high priest, who's offered himself that we might be forgiven. Do you know what it is this morning in your heart to humble yourself to listen to the words of Jesus? To have him to reign over your life. Unlike the people in the parable Jesus has just told, he said, we won't have this man to reign over him. Are you still there this morning? Battling against the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a prophet, he's a king, and he's a great high priest. Do you love him this morning? Because you know that he is the Son of God who has loved you and given himself to pay the price of all of your sins.